So it's that time of year again, Bereishis Noach, pondering the discrepancy between science and revelations of modern science, in particular evolution, dating of the world, fossils, and Maaseh Bereishis as it's described in Parshas Bereishis and in Parshas Noach. Of course, once Lech Lecha sets in, the world seems to evolve based on our own dating system, our own dating scheme, but it's those two parshas that create the greatest presumed clash between Torah and science. And of course, I mentioned last week, Rav Amital would tell us that's why he doesn't read Bereishis and Noach. There's too much mystery, too much unknown. He just starts with Lech Lecha. But of course, questions are interesting, a lot of different answers. Obviously, what's science's role? Is science's role to discover facts, or is science's role just to create an abstraction of the facts? Interesting idea, which was popularized in modern science by Bertrand Russell and others. A lot of the Babacher Rebbe talks about it in his Igeres HaKodesh, Igeres HaKodesh, about the limitations of science. But that's a very, very long conversation. I want to discuss two comments of the Netziv. But first, a little bit of background. There are three wild cards in this discussion. Three wild cards that have to be probed, even if we assume that the Torah's description is scientific, and even if we assume that science's findings are precise and science's findings are accurate, there are three wild cards that allay any conflicts or confrontations. What are the three wild cards? Wild card number one, how do you assess time, atmospheric conditions, radioactivity, catalysts during Maaseh Bereishis? A very simple level, Maaseh Bereishis, the first 3 days until the fourth day, there were no planets, there was no time. How do you even measure time when you try to date fossils and try to identify the age of our world, the age of our planet? How do you even begin to assess age, taking into account 6 days of creation, at least the first 4 days? Who's to know about the last 3 days, but at least the first 3 or 4 days were days beyond time? And in general sense, which conditions atmospherically, environmentally existed before the entire ecosystem as we know it was firmly installed? This is something which the Netziv does not discuss, or at least not in Parshas Noach. But the other two wild cards he does discuss. The second wild card is, well, doesn't the Medrash say, and doesn't the Zohar write, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly created worlds before he created our world, and he destroyed those worlds? So in theory, if we discover dinosaur fossils, or we discover dating inconsistencies beyond 5,781, then perhaps these are remnants or spare parts from those worlds which were destroyed. This is, interestingly enough, the shita of a very well-known 18th century German rabbi, none other than Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz. Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz lived through the beginning of the 19th century. He's born in 1782 in Danzig. He dies in 1860. And he's a German rabbi who writes the Parish Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah, and of course is known for inserting scientific and quite controversial views into his Perushim. The two sections of his Parish, if you want to study them, which are most controversial because they include, or they at least accredit, scientific facts which, at least in that day, seriously challenge religion, is number one in this parish called Or HaChaim, a drasha called Or HaChaim, which is in the end of the first section of Nezikin in the Yachin Boaz Mishnayos. He talks about these prior worlds, which I'll get to in a moment. And in Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalid, he has a section called Atem Kruyim Adam, in which he suggests that maybe there are traits that Gentiles possess that are superior to certain traits Jews possess, just like there are traits that Jews possess that surpass the parallel traits in Gentiles, and ultimately the Jewish traits with which we were endowed are superior, but certainly very, very provocative and thought-provoking ideas. Anyway, so in, I think it's 1807, in 1807, they found a mammoth in Siberia. And the bones of that mammoth, I think, are now housed in St. Petersburg. And of course, since then, many other mammoths, not many, but other mammoths have been found, and many other large bone creatures and dinosaurs and modern archaeology. And so he suggests that these are remnants of those previous worlds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created The Netziv, in this week's Parsha, and this is getting us to the Netziv, rejects that notion. The Netziv says, because it's based on how he reads the Medrash, because it's in a Medrash, it's also in the Zohar. The language of the Zohar is Shemalam Eitra Barakadosh Baruch Hu Olamos, Hashem created other worlds, Vechrivim, destroy them, Ba'amr Dein Hanyanli V'Dein Lo Hanyanli. These parts are pleasant to me, these parts are not pleasant to me. It could be parts, it could be worlds, but in theory, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have preserved certain elements from previous worlds. The Netziv rejects that because the actual Medrash that we have in Shmos Rabbah says as follows. He created other worlds, he looked at them, he didn't find them favorable. They were not pleasant, attractive. And he destroyed those worlds and restored a state of tohu vavohu, a void and emptiness. So that sounds like whatever elements existed in those worlds were destroyed, were completely obliterated, rather than being replanted or buried in our world. So that's the second wild card. Interestingly enough, a wild card which the Netziv rejects. The first wild card he didn't talk about is the Maaseh Bereishis, how to date and time a period that existed before time. Second wild card is those previous worlds. Actually, I'm speaking non-chronologically. The first wild card chronologically would be those other worlds. Second wild card chronologically would be how to date items through the process of Maaseh Bereishis. But the third wild card, and the wild card which is, of course, most relevant to Parshas Noach, is the flood. The flood certainly played tricks with our atmosphere, with our chemical environment, with the chemicals in our environment, with creatures in our environment. So in theory, and this is the theory which the Netziv does adopt, interestingly enough, which the Ramban rejects, but in theory, many of the fossils could be organisms, animals, people, who experienced the Mabul, experienced a unique cocktail of chemicals and atmospheric conditions and water like had never been experienced before in upper waters and lower waters, and go figure how that affected their fossils. Now, this has to be divided into two conversations. One is when we find fossils that reflect our world, plant life, animal life, human life, but they seem to be aged 15 million, 10 million years old. Second issue is dinosaurs, when we find fossils of creatures that we no longer have, that we no longer recognize in our world. So interestingly enough, the Netziv addresses each. First of all, he believes that although the Torah constantly states that Hashem wiped away and cleaned the slate and erased the surface, vayimachu, 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 destroyed, which would contradict this thesis of this position, everything was completely obliterated, so nothing pre-Mabul remains, so fossils and unique characteristics of fossils can't be attributed to the impact of the Mabul. The Netziv in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, in the beginning of the Parsha says, L'shachis kol basar asher al-aretz, kol asher ba'aretz yigva. He writes, everything which was on top of the land was destroyed and obliterated. Lafuki, he writes, Asher Yom Munach Toch Aretz. So certainly there were human beings that were already buried that were not obliterated by the Mabul. The Mabul did not annihilate, did not change the chemical composition of subterranean earth and subterranean people that were buried in that earth. And a little bit later in the Parsha, after the Mabul, he writes, Nishtairu kama gufos shenafal alem afar harbe. There were many, many bodies upon which a lot of dirt and a lot of water fell. Vinisharu hagufos kayamin. And the bodies remained intact. So it sounds as if it's not just people that were buried before the flood who were preserved and weren't obliterated or destroyed by the flood, but even some people who lived pre-flood. Evidently, they were buried alive. So those people weren't buried alive by the Afar. They were destroyed by the Mabul and completely, completely obliterated. But there were some people who were completely submerged by this torrent of dirt and torrent of water, and they became fossilized. And those fossils lived through the Mabul. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Noach after the Mabul, the natural cycles of nature, the time, the seasons, the plants, They will never cease. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Noach a stable world. Od kol yimei ha'aretz, Hashem tells Noach, zera v'katzir, natural agricultural cycles, v'kor, v'chom, cold and hot, kayitz, v'choref, seasons, yom v'lalei lo yishbosu. The implication is that during the Mabul, kayitz, v'choref, yom v'lalei lo yishbosu. So how did that impact these fossils, either people who were buried before the Mabul, or people who were buried alive by the Mabul, rather than drowning to death and being obliterated in those hot waters and having their bones melt and having no trace left of them? How were these fossils impacted? How are dating schemes affected? Timing, carbon dating? The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban believes that even bodies that were buried prior to the Mabul were obliterated. The Mabul affected the entire strata. The entire planet Earth was affected by the Mabul. Presumably no one was buried alive and fossilized. According to the Mitziv, people were fossilized, and certainly people that were buried before the Mabul weren't obliterated by the Mabul, but the unique atmospheric conditions, unique seasonal conditions, could have made radical changes to their fossils and to their bodies. So this is how the Mitziv explains fossilization, and doesn't talk about dating the Earth prior to 5,781 years, but it's certainly implicit in his statements. Then, of course, there's another statement. Well, what about creatures, dinosaurs and other creatures, whose dating contradicts the dating of our Torah, but whose very existence contradicts, because we don't have them anymore. So where did they go? Where did they disappear? So for Darwin, there's a natural evolution which drives this universe. But if we take Sefer Bereishis literally, and there's certainly no mandate to take it literally, it's something called intelligent design, where Hashem creates a world that evolves. So Hashem installs or downloads all that intelligent evolutionary capacity. So in theory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created dinosaurs, even though we don't have some. Doesn't have to create a static world. Not as if the world that we have today is an exact replica of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But even without the theory of intelligent design, the Netziv suggests that prior to the Mabul, there were strange creatures. It doesn't say dinosaurs, but there were strange creatures that actually human beings had bred. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, wanted to eliminate these creatures and make their bones difficult to discover because he didn't want them to be cloned or recreated. The Netziv doesn't exactly say why, but presumably they were dangerous to man. Certainly in the case of dinosaurs, it sounds as if they presented a danger to man. So the Netziv says, Haisa Hashkacha Shish. Hashem didn't want these strange, odd, bizarre creatures reinvented. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld the discovery of these fossils from immediate generations so that these animals should go extinct. On the other hand, Hashem allowed the fossils to remain because he wanted science to one day discover them and to appreciate the Bria, and to understand the Bria, and to be able to recreate Hashem's creation of our world. The language of the Netziv is Vayis Hashkacha. Hashem decided sheishtayru atzamos elu, that these fossils of creatures that had been created through crossbreeding, kidei sheyavo dor acharon, so that later generations should discover them v'yakir sisrei hateva, be able to disclose and to decode some of the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature and of his creation. So fossils are a gateway to scientific information, but we just can't translate them literally, we can't date them literally, and certainly the fact that we no longer live with these creatures doesn't mean they didn't exist prior to the Mabul, and in fact the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to discover them. So these are the two statements of the Netziv about the Mabul and how the Mabul affects modern scientific discovery. Number one, when science discovers organisms, fossils that implicate or imply the world has lasted prior to 5,781 years ago, it's because these fossils underwent radical Mabul conditions, but these fossils are either pre-Mabul life or people that were buried that died before the Mabul or people that were embalmed or fossilized by the Mabul. And second of all, there were creatures. Sounds like human beings bred them. They weren't naturally created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he doesn't talk about dinosaurs, so don't assume he's discussing dinosaurs, but he talks about strange creatures that were bred, brios machinos, like donkeys that are created by horses and by camels, or by horse, or not donkey, but wild donkeys that are bred by, he talks about breeding a horse and a camel. It sounds like what he probably means is, of course, breeding a horse and a donkey, which creates a mule. But either way, the mules aren't strange creatures, and we still have the mules. He doesn't identify which creatures. He may be talking about dinosaurs, maybe talking about other creatures. So it's really fascinating. Siv, again, just to remind you, the Ramban disagrees. Ramban believes that this wild card of the Mabul, certainly with fossils, doesn't help us understand fossils. It may help us understand other aspects of our world and the seeming discrepancies between science and Torah, but certainly not fossils.